All right, I have a confession, but we got to play the audio first for those who may not have seen this. But making the rounds really everywhere is after the Bills and Jaguars game.
Wait, what happened in the Bills-Jaguars game?
The Jaguars lost. You just wanted to laugh.
Who was laughing?
Yeah. So Liam Cohen goes to the press availability. A lot of questions to be answered, right?
Sure. I mean, this is the end of their season.
End of the season.
End of his first season.
In the moment, post-game, you know, raw emotion, all that. And this happens.
I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen,
Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, so a couple things here.
You could hear his heart get three times bigger in that moment.
Yeah, I think you're
that
right.
That was so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to mention. He really appreciated that. It was very sweet on her part. I think her name is Lynn Jones.
It is Lynn Jones. My goodness. Where's the? I know her. Her outlet.
Been around for years.
Been there for
a long Jacksonville time. Free Press.
Et cetera. I'm not saying it wasn't sweet. I'm not saying it wasn't appreciated. No. Here's the first
part. About to jump in those arguments they have on social media.
Here's the first part of the confession. I could totally see that happening here. 100%.
You want to put the name on it?
Well, I mean, they have credentialed media that wear hats with bullhorns on them and sit in the stands at games. And
you had to put me out there like that. That's crazy.
The other thing is, it's also the era in which the times in which we live, you know, when credentialed media is not what it traditionally should be. So I get it. And I think it's sweet and good for her and all that. Here's what I'm saying. That is something you do with the subject, in this case, Liam Cohen, away from the press conference.
Yes.
I've done it myself. I've had some relationships with some players and coaches that I, you know, valued. I'm not going to say friends, but you value a relationship. So you talk to them afterwards about, you know, things like this or whatever. You do not do it in the press conference. You do not. I don't care who you are. I think it's a product of the era in which we live, the people they credential, and just really the sloppiness. It kind of reminded me, Figgy, you remember Melissa? You remember Melissa,
yeah.
The planted question for David Culley?
Yeah, ooh. This is 2021-ish.
Yeah.
It was the first year of David Culley.
Yes.
And we were all foaming at the mouth to try to get in this press conference,
yes,
which was via Zoom, by the way.
Yeah.
And people wanted to ask a question. A lot of media people was in there trying to ask their question.
Yeah.
And then they go to a Texans fan.
Hi, Melissa.
By the name of Melissa.
And people didn't get questions answered legitimately because of it.
And I think that's the portion.
Mark Berman was so mad.
He threw up his arms.
Yeah, that's the portion of it that I think. And media, we could be navel-gazy, and I know the people do not like that, and understandably so. I think that this ends up being a little navel-gazy, but there's actually a point.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that you appreciate from your media is the opportunity to have these instances of access, and it's limited. It is not just you get to sit there and ask questions until you're done. They'll cut you off. And so any question that is not useful in that end ends up kind of being like, you know, a resource wasted of sorts. And so, I love the sentiment. And I don't think that her doing that was a bad thing. I kind of appreciated that she felt.
I thought it was sweet.
Because one of the things is she's also still speaking for a fan base, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was useful. Just, can we do that right after?
Yeah, right
after. Can we
do
that right after he's done as he's stepping off?
Yeah.
And you can make that same effect. Now, of course, I guess it doesn't go to the masses in that moment.
Well, maybe it shouldn't. You know? Why are you bringing that attention to yourself? Just, you know, like I said, I've done it. I've gone, hey, man, you know, whatever. But you're taken away from the other people, and it's not what you're there for.
I think there's a lot of people who do not see it that way and are never going to see it that way.
Some people want more of that, according to some of the stuff I've been seeing.
Yeah. Especially because
they want the media to be more like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that also look at the media and they're like, all these questions that you're asking are all useless. I think that for a lot of instances, they appear useless as a, I mean, when you're listening to the pressers as, I guess, content themselves, which I think that's also part of it. The pressers used to be, this was a closed thing for media, and then we got an idea, and I think it's a good thing to make them just like public. Mm-hmm. And I think that's changed the dynamic of them that changes the feel of it. But either way, I love her though.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
She was sweet as pie.
Yeah.
I love her. I've got to admit, I don't think enough about something that I did on, was it Saturday? No.
Oh, what'd you do?
Yeah, it was Saturday.
This is getting good.
It was Saturday. I don't think enough about
doing it.
Did you
go on a date?
What'd you do Saturday, man?
I don't think enough about doing it, and I should.
Yeah.
I got myself on a Saturday, and I was a little hungry. And I was like, you know what? Let's go get some enchiladas. So I just went down. I went to a Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm. sat at the bar, mm-hmm. and I got myself a nice big margarita.
All right.
And some enchiladas, rice, beans.
Where'd you go? We went out to Mexican food Saturday.
Did you?
Night. Yeah.
Teotihuacan,
you know where I went.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where I went. I'll give it to you if I recall. But the reason why I bring this up in Confessions is clearly the Saturday night game was Packers and Bears. And that was on Amazon Prime Video. Mm-hmm. It was not on the TV, but I still found fans of the Bears. Three different Bears fans all watching their phones at the bar.
Oh, nice.
And losing their minds. And I was like, oh, I'd be forgetting.
Oh, yeah, because it was early. They were getting killed.
It is so fun to watch other people's teams or watch them watch their teams, especially in public. Mm-hmm. It was so fun to watch them lose their minds, seeing people annoyed by these people over at the bar, making all this noise and doing all this hooting and hollering, clearly feeling good off of some margaritas. And I'm just sitting at the corner of the bar eating my margaritas, also watching the game, but quietly to the point where they don't know it.
Yeah.
And just, it's a second screen experience of sorts. Mm-hmm. It was a nice addition to what was the football game itself, was being able to see something. And then in some moments, I was slightly ahead, so I'd see a play and be like, okay, let me look over and see. Yeah, Bear down! Bears! And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun. I love this, and I need to do this more often. So I need to find out where, like, the local bars are of some of these teams.
That's a good hobby to have.
And just going, like, oh, there's a big Sunday night game, and it's Bears-Packers? Yeah. Well, let me go over here and see how they're living. But I have to try and find a way to do it clandestine because I don't want to be involved in any of the conversations. It's just fun to watch.
So, the Houston Texans play tonight. I think, is this
is
the first
tonight?
Huh?
Nothing
else. Oh, no. So, I was getting that. They ain't play at their normal slot, which is the 3:30 on a Saturday slot. And I think a lot of people is happy about it. But I got to confess, man, I don't know how I feel about the Monday night slot in the wild card matchup, man. Man, I want to get the game going, man. I felt like we went the whole weekend with no games, and now it's like Monday night. Now I'm still waiting around on the game. I don't like the waiting around part, man. Mm-hmm. I originally didn't have an issue with the 3:30 slot.
Yeah,
be honest, I was fine with it. Hey, stay low and build, man. It ain't got to be nothing national or anything like that. But man, at least on a Sunday, I would have been fine on a Sunday, but. Waiting all the way to Monday night? I'm just like, man.
I like it.
I don't really care for it like that, man.
Well, I guess that's why they call it confess. I like the anticipation. You get to know where you are, who you're playing next, all that stuff.
Yeah, I could have been cool with Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday night I would have been fine with. But I feel like we went the whole weekend talking about everybody else still waiting around for our team.
I'm good with the Monday night. I feel like also I'm more good with the Monday night because of your matchup. Like, if you had told me this was Texans-Bills or Texans-Jags Monday night, it would have been very uncomfortable. And you could call me whatever you want. But the prospect of everybody is watching this one game, it's the only one game, and tomorrow everybody's going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
When you have the possibility, a distinct possibility of it maybe not going the way you want, is not nearly as fun as, I feel pretty good about this game.
Yeah.
So come tomorrow, I think there's a 75% chance that everybody's just going to be talking about the Texans and how they did handle business and they beat up on the Steelers. I think that makes it a lot more palatable for me.
Man, stay low and build, man. We ain't got to be on the national spotlight, man. Just win these games.
Well, all of them are national spotlights. That's when we get
to the playoffs. So why everybody have a problem with the 3:30 Saturday spot then?
Yeah, because it's just like, because if you lose, you're like, well, that didn't
happen. You're all nasty. Hey, let's do 3:30 on a Saturday then, man. Let's get it started.
I will say, when it did come out, I didn't like it, as Isaiah on the YouTube page is making mention of. It is a disadvantage for the next round. That is one fewer day that you have in a round that I imagine is actually going to be more of a test than this round.
Yeah.
Of course, assuming that you do the thing that we all believe them capable and the thing that they should do, which is win tonight. now you have to turn over really quickly into that next matchup. At least now you know it's the Patriots. And I imagine that your front office is doing advanced scouting, but the coaches actually getting their hands on it, having a few one day fewer.
They don't want to.
Yeah, one day fewer is kind of uncomfortable. That is where the Saturday would have helped, is having maybe one day more to get yourself a little bit closer to it. But that's neither here nor there. Either way, Monday is what it is. Tonight, 7:15 here on Sports Radio 610, you hear the Texans try and start off a run towards the chip with a Monday night game versus the Steelers. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we will give away a four-pack of tickets to the Automotive Show. But also, let's get some winners and losers of the weekend and what was a very fun weekend of things. Who won, who lost? Let us know. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.